The United Nations peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon says trees at the center of a deadly border clash between Israel and Lebanon were on Israeli territory. Two Lebanese soldiers, one Israeli officer, and a journalist were killed after the tree-cutting operation sparked a cross-border skirmish between Israeli and Lebanese troops. Robert Dineen is a Middle East expert with the Council on Foreign Relations. We asked him what the border incident shows.
Well, this incident shows us that this border is indeed quite volatile, that things can escalate very quickly and without any advance warning.
Do you think this shows a relationship between the two nations, or is this more something that is specifically along this border?
I think it's both. We've seen over the last few months very tense rhetoric being exchanged between the two countries. Israel has been very outspoken in saying that any violence that comes across the border, rockets, any kind of attacks, will be met with extreme force, and that warfare that it waged in Lebanon during the last conflict would be exceeded in the next one, that rather than target Hezbollah specifically, that the Lebanese state, its infrastructure, its institutions would all be targeted, and that the Lebanese government would be held responsible for the actions and behavior of Hezbollah. And at the same time, you've had Hezbollah being very outspoken in threatening Israel and should there be any explosions across the border. So there's been a backdrop of tension at the political level. And then more limited or more immediately, we have had a concern expressed about, on the one hand, Hezbollah rearming and strengthening its forces along the border, that it has been importing missiles into southern Lebanon and enhancing its capabilities. So this comes against the backdrop of a very tense situation.
The UN has been patrolling this border to monitor the 2006 ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Does the UN need to do more?
The UN ideally would do more and could do more, but the problem is it's in a very volatile situation. It is in southern Lebanon, which is controlled by Hezbollah. Hezbollah has a great deal of force. The UN forces that are based there do not have enforcement capabilities. Its mandate is circumscribed to that of an observer status. So it could, in theory, be more outspoken. But in the real world, that's very difficult to do when they are being intimidated by Hezbollah and that their whole freedom of maneuver in southern Lebanon is controlled by Hezbollah. So it's a very difficult situation. It's one of the inherent weaknesses of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. This was the resolution that ended the last war between Lebanon and Israel and did bring about a modicum of stability and is the mechanism by which stability is monitored today.
Robert Dineen is a Middle East expert with the Council on Foreign Relations, a Washington think tank. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.